Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to complete in the comments section. Today, I'm going to talk about feelings. I'm going to talk about 10 different feelings, but I'm going to do this a little bit back to front. I'm going to tell you what the feelings are, or rather, I'm going to tell you the vocabulary for the feelings, and then I'm going to role play 10 people, but I'm not going to use the vocabulary. I'm just going to talk about my situation and it's up to you to work out how I'm feeling. The 10 feelings I'm going to talk about are, number 1, really excited, number 2, not very well, number 3, a lot better, number 4, a bit lonely, number 5, nervous, number 6, really bored, number 7, worried, number 8, really angry, number 9, really happy, number 10, fed up. Number 1, how am I feeling? What's the time? 10:30, okay, 30 minutes. Well, I've not had an interview for a long time. I've never had a Zoom interview. I hope they turn their cameras on. I really don't want to be the only one with my camera on. So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling nervous. I have an important interview in 30 minutes. It's normal to feel nervous. Number 2. How are you feeling?
Oh, I think that prawn wasn't cooked properly. Ooh, my stomach is... Oh, God. I'm starting to sweat. It's no good. I need to go to the bathroom.
So, how am I feeling? I'm not feeling very well. This is a way of saying that you feel ill. You can use it when you have a bad cold or an upset stomach. Number 3. How are you feeling?
Whew, better out than in. I'm not going back to that restaurant though. Oof. I think I'm ready to go out now. Yes.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling a lot better, thanks. This is the most common phrase to use when you have recovered from an illness. Number 4. How am I feeling?
Come on. It's been 2 hours. I can't believe you're still... No phone signal, no book. You can't be much longer.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling bored. Well, bored and a bit annoyed, but really bored people don't say much. Number 5. How am I feeling?
He was supposed to call half an hour ago. I know, he's with his friends. I'm sure he's all right, but I wish he'd just call and let me know.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling worried. This is very similar to nervous. I think we normally worry about things we don't know. So, in this situation, I'm worried about my son. I don't know what's happening, and that's why I'm worried. we're more likely to use nervous about something we do know, that is, about a future event. But you can use worried about future events too. Number 7. How am I feeling?
I can't believe it. Another £1 million contract awarded to one of his mates without any oversight or tendering process. Oh, and they said we were leaving because of the democratic deficit.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling really angry. This is quite a normal feeling for me these days. I should really stop reading the news. Number 8. How are you feeling?
Well, since my kids have gone back to school and my wife's gone back to work, it's a bit quiet in the house. It was noisy when the kids were around, but now that they've gone, I miss hearing them and, you know, the company.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling a bit lonely and sorry for myself. Number 9. How am I feeling?
Has it stopped raining?
No?
Okay. I'll do it later, I suppose. If it ever stops raining, that is.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling fed up. This is like feeling a little bit angry and a little bit bored. This is how you feel when an unhappy or unsatisfactory situation has gone on for too long. Number 10. How am I feeling?
You will? You'll come? Oh, that's brilliant news. That's really made my day. It means a lot to me.
So, how am I feeling? I'm feeling really happy. Okay, so there you have 10 words and phrases to say how you feel. Did you get them all? If this language was not new to you, I hope you found the listening practice useful. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.